Welcome back to the Wednesday Pull List. I am your host, Lex, along with our other host, Simon, and we're going to talk about some nerdy stuff today. What's up, bub?
What up? Nerd stuff.
Yeah. There's not a lot of news this week, or at least that I saw that was noteworthy. Not that any of it's noteworthy.
It's all noteworthy.
Man. Yeah. But yeah, basically, it's going to be a relatively short episode. We're going to do our Fantastic Four fan cast. It's the last Wednesday of the month, so we decided that we were going to start doing fan cast every last Wednesday.
We're going to do Fantastic Four every last
Yeah, we're just going to do a different Fantastic Four cast every month for the rest of the time that we have on this planet. I'm excited.
Which may be short. That's why we're just doing that.
Yeah, it might be short. It might be just this episode. Who knows? Really depressing. but before then, we're going to talk about the Snyder Cut. That's really all the news has been focused on as far as like nerd news. Last week, we talked about the possibility of it being released and how we thought it was coming out because of just all the things that have been put into the ether. And then the next day, they announced it on a Man of Steel watch party that they had, which I didn't watch. But they announced it then, and yeah, so people have been buzzing about it. People have been really excited. Boom. I am still not really excited for it.
It's not going to be good.
I mean, my main question to people that like online when they're talking about it is, what if it sucks? Still.
No, man. I don't care. You can polish a turd as much as you want. It's still a turd. You know what I'm saying?
That's a perfect example. My thing is that I just don't see how it's going to be any better. Now, don't get me wrong. Zack Snyder is supposed to... I don't hate Zack Snyder.
Right, yeah.
And I do think that the whole situation with his daughter passing away and him leaving, and then they brought in Joss Whedon and he did his thing to it. I do agree that they, I don't know, should have released it on DVD, like his cut of the movie, like a director's cut, like they normally do.
Right.
What made the Snyder Cut so cool and so popular is that the potential that it was this great movie, it kind of takes away from it if it is coming out. You know, it's kind of mysterious.
Right.
The mystery made it cool. And so now it's coming out, and what if it's terrible?
They should have just released a novelization.
Yeah. Or made a comic book out of it.
Right.
Like had a, you know, Alex Ross or some crazy talented artist do this Justice League Snyder Cut, and it would have been great. Man, that would have been awesome.
You know, it's funny. Did you ever hear about Batman 89 or something, and it was supposed to be like Batman Returns Continues? Supposed to be.
I have.
Yeah. I think that would have been good with the Snyder Cut. And like you said, I don't have anything against Zack Snyder.
Mm-mm.
And I'm sure that his movie as the single director would be more cohesive and have some more interesting plot points. Because what's the main villain's name? I know he wasn't even supposed to be the main villain.
Steppenwolf. Yeah, Steppenwolf.
Originally, like Steppenwolf was supposed to be Suicide Squad's main villain.
Mm-hmm.
And then Darkseid, I guess, was supposed to be this.
Yeah.
And so when you're talking about a radical rethinking, I can only assume that he's talking about like changing all these plot points.
Yeah, apparently the Snyder Cut, from what he says, is a completely different movie than what came out.
Yeah.
So.
And I wonder.
It interests me.
Yeah. I wonder about the addition of new characters that they were supposed to have. Mm-hmm. And
like Martian Manhunter.
Right, and Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. I mean, Green Lantern was in a flashback, but...
Yeah, that was cool.
I just don't think it's going to be worth that money.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so they came out and they said, well, this is a, you know, news has been coming out every day, a little bit here and there. They originally said that it's going to cost $21 million to finish this movie. Keep in mind, this movie has already been out for 3 years. To finish this movie, the Snyder Cut version. So during an appearance on Recode Media's podcast, I think it's a version or outlet of Screen Rant. Mm-hmm. The HBO Max guy or the Warner Media dude, the CEO, I said dude, like he doesn't have a very important job.
It's just a guy.
Bob Greenblatt, he said that he wishes the Snyder Cut was just going to cost $30 million to do, which means it's going to cost more than that. But I wonder what that means, because they also said that they wouldn't be doing, none of the original cast was going to come back for reshoots.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, they did say that. I thought that there were going
to
be
reshoots. No, they said that they weren't. So Zack Snyder said they needed to film things and they need to finish filming things to complete it. He did say that. But then they, a few days after that, they said that the original cast, none of the original cast would be coming back to be shooting anything. Hmm. So it's like, what?
Maybe they just maybe they just need like stunt people.
I guess. And Darkseid, I guess they can do his stuff.
My man.
Because he's just a CGI dude, like Thanos. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And that's a weird thing for me. It's like, the original cast isn't coming back. They said the movie's going to be either 5 hours long,
yeah,
or a five-part miniseries. Which is like,
I guess,
how is this movie going to be 5 hours long?
I guess if you're streaming it, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because you can just stop it whenever and just continue it later. But what could this movie possibly be about, man?
I don't know. We're putting everything in there.
Yeah, so is it going to be Steppenwolf at the beginning, and then they're going to do a whole Darkseid movie? But how they do that, if the Justice League, maybe they're going to do like a total Darkseid, like put a whole Darkseid movie in that movie. You know what I mean? Like a backstory, origin story type thing with Darkseid.
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes sense.
In flashbacks or something.
That's what they talk about with like Thanos, okay? So Infinity War is a movie about Thanos, really.
Yeah, really.
And so maybe it will be kind of like a Darkseid movie. I mean,
and apparently there was a lot of Cyborg content that got cut out. Yeah, so I mean, maybe there's more to do with his character in it.
Sex scenes with copy machines.
I guess. Which I hated Cyborg's like suit in that movie.
Yeah, it was too angular.
It was terrible. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Zack Snyder direct Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah.
That movie is terrible.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So why? And if I'm not mistaken, that is the Snyder cut version of that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Zack Snyder had a few hits. A lot of people don't like Watchmen. I personally like Watchmen.
I like Watchmen, but I don't think it is like the greatest movie ever made.
No, it's entertaining.
I definitely do like it. I'm not saying that. I do like that movie a lot. As far as comic book movies go, it's up there for me.
Right, and it's easier than reading that thick ass graphic novel.
Yeah, dude. I tried to recently reread Watchmen, and it's hard.
It's long, man. I love it.
And then they came out with Doomsday Clock,
uh-huh,
and it's like the Watchmen universe combines into the main Earth. To Earth 1 or Earth 2, whatever we're on now.
Yeah.
And it's long. It's like 12 issues. They're all pretty dense. And it's a lot to absorb. I don't know. Maybe they'll do that. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the Snyder Cut is the Watchmen joining the main DC universe.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd watch it. I mean, that would interest me,
I love crossovers. I'm a sucker for crossovers.
Me too. Every time, man. Every single time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not sold on it. I'm also not bashing it. Cool. That's cool that the fans got what they want. Really, to me, let's not even say that's what it's about. It's a ploy to sell HBO Max subscriptions.
Yeah.
That's all it really is.
Agreed.
There's going to have a bunch of people initially sign up for it. And then I think it comes out in January 2021.
I thought it was. Oh, that. Yeah.
Well, the Snyder Cut comes out January 2021. Yeah. So, after just like Disney came out at first, they had big numbers and then it kind of tapered off. So, HBO Max is going to taper off and they're going to, be steady. And then they're going to hit a huge pop in January for people trying to sign up and get that.
Yeah, people have no patience, man. Like Disney Plus.
No.
You had said it earlier, like you think it's kind of lacking, which I can agree in some ways. And they were going to have those like Marvel shows, which are going to be pushed back.
Yeah.
It's funny. People wanted it all like now.
Yeah, no. I definitely want it spaced out, but I feel like my problem is what I feel like is going to happen is it's not going to be spaced out. So they had Mandalorian and then there's like a lull of nothing, even though I find stuff to watch on them.
They released that Clone Wars.
Clone Wars was good. But then there's a little bit of a space in between when these Marvel shows are going to come out. But I feel like once they start doing that, it's going to be an overload. Instead of spacing that stuff out, which I really hope they do. Because there were people that had a problem with Mandalorian not being all out at once, like Netflix style, which I'm really glad they didn't do that because it actually keeps people going back to it.
I was one of those people at first. And I was like, you know what? I don't have time to see it for 3 hours. It's fine.
Yeah, right. That was a good one. We can agree on that.
HBO Max, you know, you can only have Big Bang Theory is only going to bring in the numbers for so long.
Yeah, what else is on there? Like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or something? Where I saw an ad for a Fresh Prince on HBO Max, and I was like, what?
I'll watch this. And Adventure Time, they're continuing Adventure Time.
Yeah, there's going to be a new Adventure Time. Have you seen the trailer for it?
Yeah, I saw one with BMO.
The BMO, it's like a show about BMO.
Yeah.
It looks really good. I'm a sucker for Adventure Time, so.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited about that. They'll have, I mean, HBO by itself has good shows.
Yeah,
I mean, you can find shows that you've not, like, I just, like, last night, I just started watching The Wire.
Yeah, dude.
That show came out in, like, 2002.
Oh, it's so good.
So, I've never seen it before, and for me, it's a brand new show. There's, like, 5 seasons, so, and it's good, you know, and it's one of those things that, like, you can, if you haven't watched the show, if you give it a chance, they usually put out, without, you know, not talking about the last season of Game of Thrones, but everything else has been pretty good on there. Not to mention, you know, they're going to have the Snyder Cut. They're supposed to have a Green Lantern show on HBO Max. They're supposed to have a Strange Adventures show, which is like Adam Strange, those kind of characters, those obscure DC characters. So that'll be cool. Mm-hmm. And we've already talked about DC Universe, which is pretty much just getting absorbed into that.
Yeah.
Doom Patrol is going to be there.
You know, they'll probably do that. I don't know. They're probably going to shrink all the TV offerings on DCU.
Which, like you said, we talked about the other day, even their one of their most popular shows, Harley Quinn, is now on Sci-Fi and going, you know, all on Sci-Fi.
Like, why the hell is it on Sci-Fi?
Sci-Fi's weird. I didn't even know that was still a channel.
Yeah. I quit spelling it right, like, 5 years ago.
I thought it was just, like, a YouTube series now. And maybe those guys are just hanging out, still hanging on to it. But apparently it's a channel.
No, it's still there, yeah.
With the Snyder Cut coming out and gaining so much popularity and all those nerds, just they knew they won. They won the day. There has been other fans of other crappy movies coming out and trying to get their movies to release. I don't know, the director's other cut. I'll get this. I'll say this. I know that the directors have a certain vision in mind, and then the big execs do come through and they cut a lot of stuff and they do trim the fat and things that doesn't, you know, that don't work for their brand. Mm-hmm. I get that, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's good. I don't. If they were saying they were going to release a new cut of Batman versus Superman and Justice League, then I would be like, okay, I'm 100% of down. I want to see what this is going to be.
Yeah.
And Suicide Squad, you know, because, you know, they said that Steppenwolf was supposed to be in Suicide. If they did all that, then I'd be like, oh, this is it. But what's the end game? What if it is really, really good? You know? And yeah, then
they're not going to continue.
They're not going to continue it, even though they might have some kind of weird idea to do it because they try to latch on to any success that they have.
You know what? That's okay, though.
Yeah.
That's okay. I would rather things end on a high note if it's good,
mm-hmm,
than try to milk it for more money.
Yeah. What they're going to do is they're going to cut it to where Flash goes back in time, create the Flashpoint, and then they're going to make that the Flash movie, mm-hmm, and they're going to use that to explain Young Batman, and they're going to, I don't hate that. I mean, it explains things a little bit more.
I thought that was the idea for the Flash movie anyway.
Yeah, and that's what they said the movie. So I have a feeling that they're going to cut it that way, and I don't hate it. It makes sense to me. Just because I don't know, explain it. Because they're continuing, they're having Wonder Woman, they're talking about making Aquaman 2, they're still making Flash, so it's like, but then they have Young Batman. So, what are they going to do? Okay, back on track. So, all these other nerd fans of these crappy movies are, you know, petitioning for their movies to come back, like the Suicide Squad fans.
Yuck.
Apparently, as soon as they release the Snyder Cut, later on that day, David Ayer, the director of Suicide Squad, said, release the air cut of Suicide Squad, which is just a gross, you know, trying to latch onto it. But he said that it would be easy to complete, you know, that it wouldn't take the millions of dollars that it would take to do Snyder Cut, and the fans would get what they want. It's just, I don't see that happening, because that movie was, I wouldn't say it's worse than Justice League, but it's,
it's worse.
It's worse than Justice League. Yeah.
The cutting of that, and I think most people know about how, like, the turmoil that went through is in editing.
Yeah, for sure. You can tell by watching it.
Well, and it's like the people that made the trailer, you know, the trailer was really popular, and there was the Ayer cut, and then, you know, people didn't like that, so they hired that trailer company to cut the actual movie.
Why?
And that's why it was so, and then they like combined the two or something. There's this interesting guy, it's like, it's like, if you Google on, or you go on YouTube and you look like the art of editing and Suicide Squad or something, he goes into it and it's pretty funny. But anyway, so there might be a viable cut in there from just him, but that movie's still not going to be good. The villains are boring. I mean,
and even the heroes, quote unquote heroes, aren't that good. Like Will Smith was Will Smith. I feel like he just plays himself in movies.
A word.
Harley Quinn, she was okay. I hate to admit it, but I really did like Birds of Prey.
Hey, did you know that one girl was like the little black girl that was in Full House?
Yeah, I did know that. Black Canary. Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, that was cool.
We rented it the other day just to watch it again because I try to do that. I try to see if I see it in theaters, I try to watch it on DVD again to see if it still holds up. Joker did not hold up. I did not like that movie when I watched it on DVD. I was like, nope, not a fan. Birds of Prey, I really enjoyed it the second time watching it. So they did that right. Who knows what Suicide Squad's going to be the next one. Which it probably is going to be a good movie. Or a decent movie, because like you said, they're not going through all the editing issues that they had to with the first one.
Well, that and, I mean, better director.
Yeah.
David Ayer had a few hits, but he was kind of one note.
Yeah, I don't even know what he did before that.
End of Watch.
That was okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it was an okay movie.
It's pretty good. Nah. But it's the same old thing.
Yeah, for sure. So not only are those fans trying to get that movie pushed out, which I don't see that happening, but I did say the same thing about Snyder Cut years ago. I just, with the new Suicide Squad movie coming out, I don't see that happening.
No.
Or maybe it will.
No.
You know, maybe they'll use that as a marketing ploy.
Oh.
Who, if it doesn't cost anything, like, why not?
It costs something. Like David Ayer is going to do it by himself. You know? Yeah, he did.
Right. He's in his garage. It's like
he's been going editing crazy since on his computer.
Oh, man. Fans this weekend took to the internet to try to get the Star Wars movie to get a sequel, which is Solo. They tried to get that movie to get a sequel. They're saying, hey, make Solo 2, make it happen. And I'm sorry, guys, that one's not happening. That movie was not good. I watched a trailer, or I watched like some scenes cut up with the deep fake technology or whatever that put Harrison Ford's face over that dude's face. And it made it way better. Like, I don't know why they just didn't do that.
That deep fake stuff is pretty funny. I watched A Corridor Crew. Do you watch that?
Which one?
It's on YouTube. It's by they're called the Corridor Crew, and they react to good and bad CGI stuff.
Yeah, I think I have.
And they did one where they re-edited Scorpion King.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that, where they make it actually look good.
Yeah, they use deepfake and stuff like that, and it's just weird that technology is out there. Why aren't more studios just using that instead of spending bukus on?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not completely 100% reliable, but
it's a little bit better than a lot of the stuff that comes out.
I've been seeing a lot of dudes that just make Ron from Parks and Rec memes with it, you know.
Yeah, like they did the whole Full House cut with Ron's face. The intro of that was great.
Yeah, man, Ron Swanson. And they did another one. I saw another one where it was like this kid at a baseball game, and he's like making faces at the camera or whatever, and they just face swapped him with Ron.
There's this guy on TikTok, which I know, guys, I'm too old to be using it, but it is a marketing ploy for the podcast. kind of. I do find myself scrolling quite a bit on there, though.
Not too old for TikTok. I mean, there's people.
I'm way too old for it, man. But every now and then there's things that I, like that thing I sent you last night that cracked me up. But there's one of the only things that I really follow on there is this deep fake account where they'll do like scenes of Civil War or scenes of Age of Ultron. That scene where Captain America, they're at Hawkeye's house and Captain America's chopping the wood.
Yeah.
They did that scene, but they put Steve Carell, Michael Scott's face on Captain America, and then they put Dwight's face on Robert Downey Jr. And it's perfect, and it is hilarious just to watch that. They put them on a lot of different characters, and it's the same thing as the Ron thing, and it's hilarious.
Hmm.
I don't know why they just don't use that technology, like you said.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Han Solo 2 is not it's not happening. Darth Maul's at the end of that movie. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Why?
How could it? Yeah, they had to make him relevant.
Gee, I mean, and the Clone Wars, he's so good in Clone Wars, man.
They can't even call it Solo 2 if there's two of them.
Yeah, right. What would it be called?
Han Duo.
Han Duo. All right, so in this one, which I'm glad, this news, a lot of fans have been saying that they want to release the Trank cut of Fantastic Four, the very bad one that you still haven't watched.
Oh, man.
I just figured since we're talking about Fantastic Four today, I would, you know, kind of give those fans a shout out.
And four stick.
Yeah, that movie. But Josh Trank, he went on record saying that he has no interest in releasing another potentially bad version. He said that was his best shot. Sorry, guys. I dropped the ball. No interest.
Good for him.
It is good. That's good for him. That movie is very bad. I don't see a cut of that movie. Like, everything about that movie is bad. The Thing didn't wear pants in that movie. Like, I know he doesn't need to because he's all rock, but come on, man.
Rock hard.
No one wants to see his rock penis. That's weird. That's weird. That's all I got for news, man. What do you think? Would you like to see you haven't seen Fantastic Four. I was going to say, would you like to see a Fantastic Four cut?
I don't want to see it at all, man.
What about I was thinking about Thing's penis, man. I got to think of penis on my brain.
Penis on the brain.
What about Solo 2? Would you be interested in Solo 2?
I don't know if there's a story there. Like, I didn't mind Solo. I didn't think it was a terrible movie.
I really didn't either, man. I really didn't. It was weird having the guy that didn't look anything like Harrison Ford play that character, but it didn't bother me as much as I thought it was going to.
Not as much as it bothered everybody else.
Yeah. I thought it was a fine movie. Like, it was definitely don't need a sequel.
I liked Donald Glover.
Yeah, he was good. Young Lando.
All right.
What about Suicide Squad? Are you interested in the Suicide Squad cut? I'll just wait on the sequel, man. I mean,
I don't really care about Suicide Squad either. Really? Like, I think I've said it before. I'll watch a lot of not great movies because, you know, I think whatever, I want to see this character on the big screen. But no, I don't really care about seeing a different edit of that.
Yeah, me either. I'm interested by the Snyder Cut, so I don't want anyone out there thinking that I'm just crapping on it. I would love to be proved wrong. Like, I would say this movie I hope that it's amazing. I love these characters, you know what I mean? Like, the Justice League is, to me, is better than the Avengers, where you're talking about actual characters and you know, comic books and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I want it to be a good movie. I didn't hate Ben Affleck as Batman as much as I thought I was going to, even though that movie he was really bad in. I don't know. I hope it's good, but I'm not hopeful. I think it's going to be bad.
I don't think it's going to be what everybody expects it to be. Like,
yeah, they said it's going to revolutionize the game.
I think it's going to be the second coming.
They said it's going to put HBO Max on Netflix level of streaming services, which I don't see how a 5-hour movie is going to do that because they got, like you said, Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even bringing a new season back. It's just done. It's just the old episodes. Which, did you even watch that show?
Fuck no.
Me either.
Any show with a laugh track is bad, in my opinion.
I haven't. Not since Boy Meets World. I think it's the last time that I actually watched a show with a laugh track.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, those get a pass, I guess. But
yeah. But you're a kid. You don't think about it now. I don't know, or I don't willingly watch any show with a laugh track nowadays.
Right.
That's bad. I don't know what else they have besides their HBO shows that they have on HBO now.
Right.
Whatever. I'm still getting it. I'm still HBO puts out good enough content that I'm going to get it. So we'll see. We were talking about being too old for TikTok a second ago, and I will say that we do have one. I will admit it now that we have one for our podcast, and I would like to commend Simon on he's been putting together these short clips of his collection, and they've been doing really well on there, and I like them a lot, and certain people out there that listen to us and that follow us on there like them too. So I would say, man, good job. Those are awesome.
Thanks. I'm having fun.
I'm going to take a second to that. I'm going to put some of them on our Instagram because some of our audience isn't 12. So we're going to put them on our Instagram too, but I have to, it's a weird thing because on IGTV, like I was telling you, you have the ability to do a minute to an hour, like long form video, I guess. But on TikTok, the 8 to 12-year-olds only have the attention span of like 30 seconds. So I have to find that nice balance in between. Whatever works.
Yeah.
We're just trying to make $1 million, man. $1 million, not a cent more. That's it.
1 cent at a time.
Yeah, exactly. So this episode of the podcast, we are talking about, I love doing fan casts. Like some of the conversations that we've had, just normal conversations back in the day, nerding out, we would talk about characters that should play other characters. And I'm sure most nerds out there drinking Mountain Dew with their friends, eating Hot Pockets, have the same conversations with their friends about, like, you know, The Rock should play, I don't know, Black Adam.
Yeah, man.
And he should fight Superman. Like, they do all these things. And so I love doing fan casts with, you know, my friends. And so the Fantastic Four is an MCU property that will be coming out. I honestly think it'll be their next big one. Like, I think that's the next Avengers type. Not saying that they have to introduce each individual character and put them together, but I feel like they have the world to be big, you know, like a big world movie. So I think we should do a fan cast. And then there is, you know, a huge calling for two of the characters out there. And I know that you said that you have a different take on it, which I'm really glad you do. So I don't know if I should go first since I have the more traditional take. And then you hit us with the Simon cut.
Oh, well, you can go ahead either way. It don't matter.
Okay. So I don't know. I am traditional and I have wanted this for a very long time as you know, because I like this character. I'm a huge fan of The Office, and it's not a surprise to anyone that everyone thinks that John Krasinski should play Mr. Fantastic. Mm. I like John Krasinski. I think he's a capable actor. As far as, you know, breaking out from The Office and doing his own thing, he has a show on Amazon Prime, the Jack Ryan show, which is really good. He was in A Quiet Place, and I'm sure he's done other things besides those two movies. But he's a good actor. And in the comic books, they have been slightly drawing Mr. Fantastic to have kind of that bulby nose that he has. And, you know, I'm just saying.
Everyone knows that he's got.
And then, you know, he has like a longer head, which I'm sure Mr. Fantastic can change his face to look like anything. But what do you think about John Krasinski? I guess we can just go down each character and do our picks, just instead of going.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like John Krasinski a lot. Yeah. He kind of sold out with his Some Good News thing. He was like doing this YouTube.
Dude.
Sold out.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Let's the sidebar. What?
Yeah.
He sold it for like a buttload of money, yeah, right?
I kind
of
feel like that's rotten. But
yeah, to NBC? Was it to NBC?
I thought it was to CBS, but I don't know.
CBS. It probably is CBS. And then he's not even hosting it anymore.
Yeah.
Man, I enjoyed that so much. His thing that he was doing, it was genuine. He was connecting with people that like would never have the chance to talk to him. They're just genuinely good people. Mm-hmm. And then now I was just like, yeah, I'm going to sell it for $500,000 or whatever he sold it for. What? Yeah, that did leave a bad taste in my mouth too. I didn't like that.
Yeah, come on, Jim. But
what are you going to do? $500,000 is $500,000.
That's true. Man probably hadn't been working for a little while.
Yeah.
But yeah, so as far as, what's his name?
John, Mr. Fantastic?
John Krasinski, that's it. Yeah. I was like, Jim? I don't mind him as a character, and I think he would be capable. Though, playing like a smart person. Like, yeah, I've seen him in action roles. He was in Zero Dark 30, I think. And then
he was
like with The Office, he's been a smart ass, but not super intelligent. So
genius. Yeah. And played like the smartest man in the world.
So, my whole thing with the Fantastic Four movie is I'm thinking, if you're going Eternals, you've already done Infinity War. How can you push that forward? I don't really see how going back to like people that were exposed to cosmic energy are really pushing the envelope. So my storyline is kind of the way they did the beginning of Ant-Man, how he was this hero, you know, during the Cold War and brought to a new generation. So not necessarily a new generation, but I really would love to see like a Fantastic Four movie based in the past.
Okay.
Like super retro. And I think my Mr. Fantastic, my Reed Richards, is John Hamm. I think I would like to see John Hamm as Mr. Fantastic.
I really like John Hamm a lot. I really do. He's probably one of my favorite actors because he's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, not only can he play the super serious, real roles, but he's also really, really funny.
Right, yeah, he plays a lot of comedic roles. He's like Christopher Maloney.
Like, yeah, he was in that show Last Man on Earth. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch that on Fox?
Yeah.
And he was only in it for like a second.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Which is, to me, if you can do that, like, because, you know, some big actors won't do small TV things because it's, you know, beneath them or they don't get paid enough. But for people that can do things like that just for the laugh, like, genuinely did that one scene because it was funny.
It was the same. He did a similar thing. He was in, like, one scene of Parks and Rec.
Yeah, he was her assistant.
Right. And then
and he was dumb.
And in 30 Rock, he was, like, this hand model or something. He gets his hands cut off or something. But yeah, same thing. Like, he was, like, these ridiculous roles. So he's hilarious. But I think he has that classic look.
Yeah. I agree.
Long. Tall, dark, and handsome. I mean, like, I feel like he's got that role.
I do. I feel like him, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I like it, but I even with Jim, John Krasinski, I feel like the elasticity of Mr. Fantastic makes it weird.
Yes, yeah, true.
Even with either one of those characters, it makes it, that's why I wonder how they're going to do this movie.
Totally, because that was always a weird thing. It's like, who, you know, in the first first series of movies that came out, like
The older ones,
the not terrible but not good movies. The elongation, it was just always weird.
Just weird. It's interesting that you say that you want an old school movie. I think that they missed, and I get it. It was too soon. They had just got the rights to Fantastic Four, and it would be rushed. But I feel like not including it in Endgame would. Or Infinity War, or you're probably Endgame, is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they did this thing where, like, they could have did this thing where they were scientists, you know, their story. They're going into space or whatever. He's just a smart guy. Like, it's not noteworthy yet that he's this big, huge Mr. Fantastic or whatever.
Yeah.
They're doing this exploration in space, but then the snap happens or something like that. And then you can kind of do that kind of explanation of when everybody comes back, then they come back in space with, I don't know, mystical things going on, you know, weird space stuff going on, and they come back and then they have their powers or something. Something, it could have alluded to it some, and maybe they still can, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I am interested to see how they do it too. I thought it would be cool too if they did a team from the past, like you said, the old Michael Douglas type situation. But they were experimenting with like wormholes or something and got caught in there the whole time. And then whenever the original Wasp comes back, that helps them come back to the regular time.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like that way they can still be young.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. John Hamm would be good. So let's say it's easy. Sue Storm for me is going to be his wife, Emily Blunt. I really like her. I think she's a swell actress. And they obviously have chemistry. They played together in A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
Way better than I thought they were going to.
Yeah, I like her. And she can do action. She was in Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah. She can do action really well.
I
think she had auditioned for Black Widow originally when it came out. And I think she got the role, but then turned it down because of something else.
Huh.
So
I don't know if I could see that.
I can't. But she's got connections with Marvel, and they have both met with Marvel to talk about projects.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fan, so like most fan voices are pointing towards them.
Yeah. It was the same thing when Benedict Cumberbatch was going for Doctor Strange. Like, a lot of people were saying it and wanted it.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So who do you think for Sue Storm?
So I'm going to go with the TV wife. I really think that January Jones, if I'm going in the same, like, old school, I'm really picturing this as, like, 60s, you know?
Okay.
I feel like January Jones could make, she's like a blonde bombshell, you know, she's proven herself in Mad Men along with Jon Hamm.
Yeah.
So I feel like if they were going to go that route with the movie, I think she'd be a solid pick.
She was good. She was in Last Man on Earth. I hate to keep bringing that show up, but in that show too.
When you brought it up, I was like, well.
Yeah, she was in that, and she was really good in that show. If I didn't watch the show, then I would totally disagree with you because of how she was written and as Emma Frost X-Men First Class. It was just such of a waste of a character. Not only just a waste of a character, but a waste of an actress because in Mad Men, she was so good.
Yeah, it's like not written. Written.
She didn't talk like at all in that movie, which was just that character is so not outspoken, but just so verbal and so smart.
She's and like powerful. Yeah.
And she just didn't talk in this movie. It was just terrible. And so I associated that with January Jones forever until I watched her on that comedy show. So I can see that, especially if you're going for that old, not Mad Men, but that old timey vibe. So
yeah,
I can see that. I don't hate that at all.
Right.
I thought that I was going to hate that, but I don't hate that at all.
I thought I was going to.
This one's harder, and I've thought about this one a lot, which I don't know. I don't know. A lot as in 45 minutes. Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
Now, my Johnny Storm is, he's a douchey character, and I would like for him to be a younger brother because he's kind of annoying. Douchey, a younger brother to Sue. I don't know. I guess he is younger than her in the comics. But my pick would be Sam Claflin. He played in Hunger Games. He was one of the characters in Hunger Games. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
And
he played in this movie as a paraplegic with Emilia Clarke called... I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
But he was a paraplegic or whatever, and they fall in love, and spoiler alert, he dies at the end. Damn. It's a very sad movie. Terrible movie, because it's sad. But he's good. I think he's a good actor. He's handsome, got the chiseled jaw. I just think that a lot of people say Zac Efron. I like Zac Efron, but, you know, I don't know if I see him in superhero movies like that.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, so we'll see. So who's your pick?
Man, I don't even know. I started, when you asked me about this, I was like, I know dick about actors these days. But I'd said Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's got the look for it.
He's like a slender guy. He's a good actor.
Yeah. I mean, and he's been in the Hunger Games as well.
Yeah.
I mean, but... I really didn't know. I couldn't picture somebody off the top of my head in any of the movies that I'd seen recently.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like your pick is a solid pick. I mean,
that guy's good. And he's a good actor. So maybe we'll see. I don't know who, I don't really know. Like, I'm the same with you. I don't know who they would pick. Like, I'm not a 16-year-old girl. I don't know who the young hot actors are.
Michael B. Jordan. That's who they're going to pick.
Oh my gosh. Why? Like, I like Michael B. Jordan, don't get me wrong, but come on, man.
Yeah, dude.
I'm all about diversity in movies and, like, even reinventing old characters, but Sue Storm is white. And then her brother, stepbrother.
Yeah.
Like, why even do that?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. That was a weird choice to me, man. Because, like, some people have cast... I've went over other people's fan cast when I was looking, just kind of get an idea of what I was thinking. And some people were, did you ever watch a Good Place?
Yeah.
The black guy in a Good Place. Some people were casting him as Mr. Fantastic.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay, I really like that guy. That being cool. If that's what you really want to do, you know, they recast Nick Fury as Samuel Jackson. Or not recast him, but, you know, switched the skin up.
Well, went with a different, yeah, I mean.
Version of him, yeah.
Yeah.
So, cool, if that's what they want to do, but I just think that that's weird. Michael B. Jordan was a weird pick for it.
Very weird.
Terrible movie. We should watch that movie. We should have, like, some sort of watch party where we watch that movie.
I'll watch it if you want to, but I'm trying to avoid it.
I think it's, like, free everywhere. Like, you can watch, like, they're paying people to watch it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Probably. For me, this was the hardest one. Like, I said that, Human Torch was hard. But the last member of Marvel's first family, and I don't even know if that's their title. I just made that up.
You're talking about Trumps? That's the Trumps, man.
Marvel's flagship family. The last member is the Thing. He's not even really related to him. He's just their friend.
Yeah.
That was the hardest one for me to cast. I went with, I think it would be cool, mainly because I really like this guy, and it was impossible for me to pick. But I think it would be cool because you really have to think his whole body is going to be CGI. So it's the voice. It's kind of like the voice you have to think about. And so I picked Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah.
I really like that guy. He's got like a raspy voice. He's charismatic. I feel like Ben Grimm is charismatic. And I just think that he could sell it. You know, he's around the same age as them. And he's kind of got that scruffy look. He could be the pilot. He's more than a pilot. What do you call a spaceship pilot? Is it still a pilot?
Astronaut.
But they say Ben Grimm's just a pilot, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's not yet an astronaut, but he's not.
Yeah, he's not important enough.
He's just like a pilot plus. Yeah, they just basically gave their friend a job. He was out of work. And they're like, hey, man, you know how to fly planes. Just point this thing straight up. Keep us steady. Next thing you know, we have space cancer and we all have powers now.
Right.
Jesus. So who would you pick as the Thing?
Michael Chiklis, man.
He was, you know what, he was really good.
He wasn't bad. He had the voice.
Despite the foam exterior.
Yeah.
He was a good Thing. He really was.
No, I mean, that's my semi-serious, but I couldn't really think of anybody else.
I feel like that would be a good kind of like fan appreciation thing because a lot of fans do like him. It's like a nod to the old movies. He's not 100 years old now, so he can still do it.
Yeah, he really just needs to be a voice, too.
He just needs to be the voice, yeah. Especially if they do a thing where they're kind of omitting the origin story movie, which I hope they do.
Yeah.
Kind of do like just a quick origin. I feel like those work so much better now.
Yeah.
Instead of full on,
right.
You know, Reed Richards in high school or in college pissing off Victor Von Doom. Why did they go to college together? I still think that's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, it could just, you know, be like newspaper clippings. And that's why I wanted it to be, like old school, like, you know, Blast from the Past. They're just talking about these characters as if they've already existed.
Yeah, because no matter what they do, there has to be some sort of cohesive explanation to why they weren't trying to save the world when the aliens invaded. Or when Thanos was attacking everybody.
Yeah. And I mean, you think about like really popular athletes of the time. You know, mm-hmm. You don't always remember them. You're not going to mention them. I mean, people that are huge fans. So maybe that's why they weren't spoken of. Things like that. If the movie was set far enough back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because they didn't really talk about Ant-Man.
Right.
Even though Ant-Man was like a superhero back in the day. Then I know it might have been classified, but even like the Avengers, they talk about Captain America, but they didn't talk about Ant-Man. They were part of, you know, they have S.H.I.E.L.D. information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. What about Victor Von Doom?
Hmm. Oh,
now, I think.
Go ahead.
I think the guy that played Jaime Lannister in Game of Thrones, Nikolai Coster-Waldau.
Mouth.
Kind of, I probably messed his name. But you know what I'm talking about. The guy that played Jaime Lannister. I think he would be good. But I don't know if I see him playing in a movie like that.
Bryan Cranston.
That guy can do a lot of stuff. He was Zordon.
I would love to see Bryan Cranston in the MCU.
He would be good. I also think that Oscar Isaacs, the guy that played Poe, I think he would make a good Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
He made a terrible Apocalypse.
Yeah.
But again, those movies are just bad. You can't really blame the actors on those.
Well, some of it is script and some of it is makeup. Yeah. But my wife has a thing. She's like, why do they keep casting these people in all these comic movies? She gets genuinely upset. Like, we were watching Captain America. She goes, wait a second. And I said, yeah, man, he used to be Human Torch. And she was like, what? This sucks now. She was like,
oh, Chris Evans.
Yeah, she was genuinely mad that Chris Evans had been in so many. And he's played like 6 comic characters.
Oh, yeah, he was in Scott Pilgrim, too.
And Losers.
Yeah, he was in Losers. Good for him, man. I think that's cool. Like, good for him. Like, genuinely good for him because he's making a buttload of money.
Yeah. Now he can do all those serious dramas that he wanted to do.
Yeah. Did you see Knives Out?
I did.
Oh, man, it was so good.
Yeah, I like it. I bought it.
It was so good. I didn't expect it to be good, but it was so good. And Chris Evans is a good actor. I feel like Human Torch, when he played Human Torch, he was super douchey. He was kind of typecasted as that character. The only other thing I knew him from was Not Another Teen Movie. He was like a douchey kid.
Yeah.
And I really didn't think, when I first heard he was going to be Captain America, I was like, no way, man. There's no way. That movie's going to be terrible. And it was actually one of my favorite movies, the first Captain America.
Yeah, I dig it.
So, no. I do have some other fan casts, but I'm sure these aren't even on your radar. But I would fan cast Steve Buscemi as the Puppet Master. I think the Puppet Master is a cool villain. They don't have to do Doctor Doom. I know they feel like they have to, but I don't know if they will, because with the Spider-Man movies, they didn't do Green Goblin. They haven't even mentioned him.
Yeah.
So maybe they won't go the obvious route. You know, some people are saying that Doctor Doom is going to be in Black Panther, which I think is a weird choice.
Huh.
But I don't know why he would be in that. But I mean, I guess he could be, you know. Kind of like, you know, one country against another, now that Wakanda's out there in the public.
I thought that's what they were doing with the submarine.
Namor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're talking about Namor and Doctor Doom being in this movie, which to me just seems like a totally left field from the first movie.
Mm. Yeah.
But, I don't know. Namor would be cool. Namor's kind of Fantastic Four. Who would you cast as Namor?
A young Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. See, I'm just not sold on Keanu Reeves yet.
No, I
like, I know, I do love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
But like, as far as movies with a lot of dialogue,
no,
I just don't see it.
He's not a good talker.
Because in John Wick, he's great because he doesn't really talk. In Bill and Ted, he talks a lot.
But he's supposed to be an idiot. So
I know, but I associate that with how he really talks.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I would pick Luke Evans. I think he would be a good Namor.
You know what would be great?
Mm.
Is the guy, he was in the newest Hellboy, Daniel Day-Kim.
Mm. Okay, I have to look that up. I only watched like the first 15 minutes of the new Hellboy. It was not good to me. While you're looking that up, think of my real fan cast. I think Luke Evans would be good. I think he's a safe choice. He played Gaston in the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Mm.
But my real pick is the guy that played Shredder in the Ninja Turtles 2 movie, not the old one, but the newer one.
Mm.
That I think that guy would make a great Namor. That's my fan cast. Put Namor in the Fantastic Four movie. Like, make that the bad guy in the first one. Shit, make it the introduction to the Fantastic Four in Black Panther. I don't know. It's just murky to me, man. I'm really interested to see how they do it.
Yeah, you'll have to look up that dude.
I will.
I think that he's got a good strong draw line. I mean, he's an Asian dude, so obviously he's got that going for him.
What's his name?
Daniel Day-Kim. Daekim.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh, yeah, I like that guy a lot. He got the coronavirus.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But he's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that guy would be a great, he would be good. I like him a lot. That's random fact. He got the coronavirus. yes, one more pick. Steve Buscemi as Puppet Master. I think Puppet Master would be a good. I like Steve Buscemi. He's old. He's kind of scraggly looking, but Puppet Master is this kind of creepy looking guy.
Yeah.
So I feel like that'd be a good pick. And I also think that Mole Man has to be at least in the movie at some point. It's like a side character. He's not anything that's a huge character, but he's a specifically Fantastic Four character. And that has to be Danny DeVito.
Yeah, oh, yeah. As soon as you said it, I was like, I don't 100%.
Care. 100%.
Yeah.
That's it. That's our fan cast, folks.
Fantastic.
I'm really interested to see what you guys think out there. And you guys should hit us up somewhere online and let us know what you think. Or you can actually, it's a cool thing you can do. Usually in our show notes, there's a link where you can click on that and then you could leave a comment or a question. So if you want to do that, you can, and you guys can actually tell us what your pick for Fantastic Four is. And Simon and I will play it on the next episode and tell you how dumb you are. Not really, but it would be interesting to hear other people's takes.
Yeah, I'm curious what some of our friends, Aaron, might have to say about our fan picks and how stupid we are.
I really didn't want to pick John Krasinski because I'm sure Garen will say the same thing. But out of that alone, I wanted to pick someone else.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. Next week is the beginning of the month? Yeah. So we're going to do I don't even remember.
What?
Oh, the superhero fights. That's going to be a good one. But I've put the trade reviews for next month out in a poll on Twitter. We had like 80 people, maybe, vote between Batman, the White Knight, or God Country. And Batman, White Knight won. So
okay,
we have to read that, and we'll talk about that in like 3 weeks.
Cool.
So if you're at home, pick it up and read it yourself, and then you can know what the hell we're talking about. That's all I got. You got anything else, man?
Nah.
This was a good one. I had fun doing this.
Yeah. I like talking about it. It was cool. I like the different directions we're going. I really would love to see like an old school version. I just love them. Like that's the only time they're relevant to me, to be honest. Like
I really did like the Ant-Man sequences of him being Ant-Man back in the day. I really like those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like Fantastic Four, I mean, not to hurt your feelings, I know you like
it. I do like Fantastic Four.
I just feel like they're not really relevant in the MCU as a current team.
Yeah, no.
That's my opinion.
Not as like a main team. But it's interesting to see where they're going. Like, this is all new territory now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? As far as the Endgame capped off a certain era of Marvel movies. I know they're still superheroes and they're still, you know, punching bad guys, Pow and Zam and all that stuff. But I'm interested to see where they go. And I'm interested, you know, who's to know whenever those movies are even coming out?
Who's to say?
You know, because they announced Blade with Mahershala Ali, but that they don't even know when that's coming out. Deadpool 3, Rob Liefeld said that wasn't even coming out. Shout out to him for blocking us on Twitter. Let me tell you, before we get off, I want to say that I'm really excited about that.
We made it.
Yeah, it's probably the highlight of my life.
Fuck Rob Liefeld.
me calling this famous. And I was telling Madison about this. I was like, I'm not discrediting this guy at all. He's a famous, maybe world famous artist. Comic creator.
Mm-hmm.
He made Deadpool, you know. But for him to have heard about these two small guys from a small town on a very small podcast think that he's dumb and he can't draw feet and then block those guys on Twitter, which is not even like that's weird. I think it's great, and it's the greatest moment of my life.
I'll take it.
I'm putting that on my tombstone.
Yeah. Epitaph. Rob Liefeld blocked me.
So that's cool. But yeah. So I forgot to even mention that earlier. That's a thing that happened. That's it. You know, when you're just like, when you're world famous, things like that just happen to you all the time. You know, we're at that upper level of podcast.
Yeah. You don't even know how little money we're making.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, it's zero. $0. It's actually costing us money because internet and things like that.
Right, yeah.
Oh, man, this is so much fun. You know, while we're just talking on this last, you know, while the credits are rolling, I am excited for the World Hope Mecca because then we can start going to conventions together. And I don't mean like San Diego Comic-Con or anything. Like I just mean like Dallas or because we were going to go to Austin together.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Garen, that was supposed to be next month. But that's canceled. And then we were also supposed to, we were going to go to the one in, I think it was in May, was Dallas Fan Expo.
Yeah. Yeah. The I remember that one.
Yeah. And so I just can't wait for it to, you know, hope back up. We can go to those smaller ones and kind of, I don't know, give people wedges and call them nerds.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Excited. I will tell you, man. I'm having a blast doing this.
Yeah, I really. It's nice to meet up every week and talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you guys are at home listening. If you're still here, thanks for thanks for listening to us.
Yeah, this is when the music's playing.
Yeah, this is when you're like fast forwarding, playing it at double speed. Can you believe people do that?
I do it on some books. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're circling the drain, guys. Yeah. There's nothing that you guys need to know about. So we're just going to say, see you next week.